722, 45 degrees. Wow, it got cold out this morning, that's for sure. It's going to warm up. I swear to you, there's going to actually be a real summer eventually. Really? No, I'm not kidding. Jeff Donofrio is the president and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. And Business Leaders for Michigan have released the Compete to Win, Michigan's Path to Top 10, a plan that lays out a strategy for Michigan to become a leading state for economic growth. This actually sounds like one of the panels it'll be my pleasure and privilege to moderate when we're on Mackinac Island. That's next week already? Next week for Sandy Barua's Chamber Policy Conference. And we're going to be, I know that's one of the things we're going to talk about. And Jeff, I think you're a part of that. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. How are you?
I am excellent, thank you. And looking forward to all of us getting up to Mackinac, having kind of a normal gathering. And in a big way, it's going to be about competing to win. Talk to me about what you're saying as a Business Leaders for Michigan.
Yeah, Paul W., it's hard to believe Mackinac is just a few days away. And definitely the topic, I think, on everyone's mind is going to be, how do we make sure we can compete to win as Michigan? How do we get from where we are today, right, which is really in the middle of the pack among states, to the top? Now, you know, back in 2009, after the Great Recession, we were really at the bottom of the pack. We were 49th out of states. And so we should celebrate the fact we've come so far, but getting from the middle to the top is going to be that much harder. And these recommendations that we put out, you know, around talent, around K-12, around economic development, you know, trying to make sure that we can invest in Michigan are going to be so critical, especially as we have elected officials who are campaigning out there and looking for, you know, what their platforms are going to be. And we have billions and billions of dollars of one-time revenue from state budget surpluses and federal dollars that are coming in that we can use to make Michigan the best state possible.
Well, it's what we have to do. We must do it. And now I want you to go through, as we're talking with Jeff Donofrio, president and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan, you've got kind of four priority areas. If you could just touch on each one briefly.
Absolutely. So the first is do better by our kids, right? The foundation that our whole economy is based on is our children and the K-12 system that we put them into. So in the short term, we've got to do a lot to improve, and we've got some opportunities with this one-time dollars to help bring new teachers in, to get more dollars into the classroom, to make sure we're closing those COVID learning gaps. But long term, we've got to follow states like Maryland that are doing complete system overhauls if we want to be competitive. Right now, Michigan is really in the bottom among states in terms of K-12 performance. You know, we're 41st for high school graduation rates, and that's just not going to help us really be able to compete in the future, but it's also going to mean that a whole bunch of kids are not reaching their full potential. You look at, you know, I think some of the other recommendations that we have to accelerate our economy, for instance. We've got to make sure that we're becoming more competitive. You see some of the potential announcements from some of the auto companies, even today, where they're investing in other states. You know, this is a game where it is hyper-competitive, where the, you know, market for new jobs, we can't just assume that just because a company's here or just because we have led in an industry in the past, that we're going to be able to lead in the future if we don't do things today. There's things like investing in people, making sure we have the best state for talent, that we're helping adults remove barriers to work, that they are able to either enter the workforce, progress in a career, but also that we're helping individuals come to this state from outside either the country or outside of Michigan, especially those high-skilled individuals who are looking for opportunity, looking to grow new businesses. And then finally, it's really making sure that we get the fundamentals right. We have to have an ecosystem where people want to, you know, move to this state. They want to invest. We have strong infrastructure where roads aren't crumbling, where water systems are providing clean water, where dams aren't breaking. And we know that in the future, there's going to challenge us, particularly in that area, as climate change hits and we've got to harden our infrastructure.
We're looking to make Michigan a destination, not just for people, and I think Pure Michigan's done a nice job on that, but
absolutely,
we need to make it a great destination for employers as well.
That's right. And Pure Michigan, you know, that brand is so great. You know, we should be using it to try to attract talent. We should be using it to try to attract businesses and really take the fight into these states where, you know, like you go to Texas and you say, our power's on 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Well, there's going to be a lot that is expected of us to come up with and come back with and report on up at the Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference. My goodness, I can't believe it's next week, which means then we're running right into the Chevrolet Detroit Belle Isle, last time on Belle Isle Grand Prix, presented by Lear. I can't believe all this stuff's coming so quickly. I don't know about you, Jeff. I'll look forward to seeing you on the island.
Same here, Paul W., and it's going to be a fun summer in Michigan, so we should all get out there.
Absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more. A fun summer in a great state, the great state of Michigan. Jeff D'Onofrio, President, CEO, Business Leaders for Michigan.